AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's new executive orders focus on the military, including a revision of Pentagon policy on transgender troops, likely setting in motion a future ban on their military service. Speaking to House Republicans in Florida, the president says military recruitment is up.
January 20th, 2025 was a turning point in American history. Starting last week, we're ending years of incompetence, radicalism, and betrayal, and we're ushering in the most exhilarating era of reform and renewal in the 250-year history of our country.
Lawyers for transgender troops have already pledged to fight the executive order. Following the president's crackdown on immigration, federal officers are operating with a new sense of mission. ICE's Matthew Elliston took part in raids around Washington, D.C. Some people were apprehended, some were not.
These people, just because we didn't get them today, does not mean we won't get them tomorrow. We will constantly be out looking for them, especially these egregious public safety cases. The looking for these guys will never stop.
Among those arrested in Sunday, Chicago area immigration enforcement was 51-year-old Andres Marquina. He's a Mexican immigrant who's been a legal permanent U.S. resident for more than a decade, according to his U.S. citizen daughter.
He's not out here doing anything bad. He's not a criminal. He's, you know, the past is the past. I believe everybody deserves a second chance here.
Yanitza Marquina tells the AP her dad is a warehouse worker, had a battery-related charge in the past, but was working with attorneys to clear his name. Israel says 8 of the hostages to be freed in the weeks ahead are dead. A fragile ceasefire has entered a second week in Gaza. Chinese tech startup DeepSeek's new artificial intelligence chatbot is sparking discussions about the competition between China and the U.S. in the AI development. Many users are flocking to test the rival of OpenAI's ChatGPT. This is AP News. Global shares are mixed after Chinese AI disrupts the markets.
Wall Street's tech superstars tumbled as a competitor from China raised doubts over the recent artificial intelligence market frenzy. In Asia, global share prices were mixed as markets opened. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index lost 1.4%, while equivalents in Hong Kong and Australia saw little change. The South Korea and Shanghai markets were closed for the Lunar New Year. In Europe, shares edged down in France while gaining in Germany and the UK. The shock to financial markets came from China, where AI company DeepSeek unveiled a language model that can compete with U.S. options at potentially a fraction of the cost. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Workers at a Whole Foods market in Philadelphia voted to unionize, becoming the first group of employees to pull off a labor win at the Amazon-owned grocery store chain. The local union said the store workers hoped it would help them secure higher wages and better working conditions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.